请我们一起来默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿们。奉主耶稣圣名，我们来进入下午第二节。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our afternoon second session.
我们来唱诗397。
Let's sing hymn 397.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们继续来看以弗所书的第四章。
Let us continue studying Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第一章到第三章啊，是在讲主耶稣救赎的理论。
Ephesians chapter 1 through 3 talks about God's salvation philosophy.
啊，这是奥秘。
And it is a mystery.
啊，这个要圣灵的开启，我们才能够明白。
It is something that we can only understand through the revelation of the Spirit.
啊，以弗所书四章到六章。
From Ephesians chapter 4 through 6.
是讲生活。
It speaks about our daily lives.
是很实际，跟我们每一天有关系的。
It has to do with our daily lives.
那这个生活是从得救的恩典所延伸出来的。
And it is an offshoot of our salvation.
好，我们看第二章第十节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 10.
以弗所书二章第十节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的。
For we are God's workmanship.
好，第一章到第三章就是讲啊，神怎么在耶稣基督里啊创造我们成为新的人。
Chapter 1 through chapter 3 speaks about how we have been created as a new man.
好，那接下去就是为着叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
And then it follows, it speaks about how we must do good.
好，那这个行善就是第四章到第六章。
So from chapter 4 through chapter 6, it speaks of how we must do good.
所以我们得救这么宝贵的救恩，就是要让我们在生活当中来行善。
We have received this precious salvation so that we can do good in our daily lives.
那这个行善呢，不是很狭义的啊，拿一些钱帮忙人这样而已。
So doing good is not just about giving money to others.
啊，这个行善是指着整个生活的一个改变。
So doing good involves a life transformation.
那在神面前来，这个才是善。
Only then is it considered good before God.
好。那我们从第四章来看。
So let us begin by looking at chapter 4.
那什么叫做行善？
What it means to look to do good.
我们看第一章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 4, verse 1.
我罪主被求的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就应当与蒙召的恩相称。
So as a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
这里说蒙召，就是第一章到第三章讲的。
So a prison of the Lord. So he spoke of this from chapter 1 through 3.
这个是神给我们的恩典。
This is a grace of God.
那我们现在行事为人要跟这个恩典相称。
And now we must live a life that is worthy of the calling.
英文叫 worthy, 这个中文翻作相称。
So in Chinese translation, it means that something is equal.
那这个什么意思？
So what does it mean?
我们如果来看但以理书就很清楚。
We can see from the book of Daniel.
那历史书第五章啊，第一节开始在讲这个伯沙撒王在宴客。
So Daniel chapter 5 from verse 1, King Belshazzar was having a great banquet.
然后他拿圣殿的器皿啊来给人用。
And he took the vessels from the temple for their use.
做王，这是神给他的恩典。
Now, the kingship was a grace of God.
但是他用圣殿的器皿，这个是不对的。
But it was wrong for him to use the vessels of the temple for personal use.
所以他正在请客的时候，忽然只有一个石头在墙壁上写字。
In the middle of the banquet, a rock appeared and began writing on the wall.
他吓了，全身发抖。
And he began to quiver in fear.
我们如果看到一个指头没有人在墙壁写字，大家都会发抖了。
So if any of us ever saw a finger writing with no, we would also be afraid.
那写什么？
What did the finger write?
那伯沙撒王他也不知道，看不懂。
Belshazzar could not read what was written.
那后来就全国里面找最聪明的人来解释到底那个是什么。
So he found the wisest man to come and explain what was written.
我们看第五章的二十七节。
Let's look at chapter 5, verse 27.
提克的就是你被称在天平里显出你的亏欠。
So, Tekel, you have been weighed on the scales and found wanting.
所以神有一个天平。
So God has a scale.
一边是放神给我们的恩典。
The one side it consists of all the grace and blessings that God has given us.
那另外一边是放我们的生活。
The other side holds our life.
那亏欠就是那个天平已经 偏到一边了，另一边翘起来。
So to say that if we have, he has been found wanting, it means that the scale was unbalanced.
那这个翘起来就是翘起来那一边呢，就是没有重量，分量很轻。
So one side is higher because there is not much weight on it.
那什么叫做得救我行事为蒙召的恩相称。
So what does it mean to live a life worthy of a calling?
就是一边放神给我们的救恩。
It means on the one side there's God's salvation.
那个是主耶稣的宝血生命哪来的？
Is what has been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
那是要让我们享受今生的丰富，来世的荣耀。
It allows us to enjoy the blessings of this earth and our future rewards.
那不是世界上用数字、世界上的好能够形容的。
It is something that cannot be described by goodness of this world.
这个放在一边。
So that's the one side of the scale.
天平的另外一边。
Now, on the other side of the scale,
就放我们的生活。
Hold our lives.
你怎么生活？
How do we live our lives?
那什么叫做相称？
So what does it mean to be balanced?
相称就是我们的生活一放上去，这个指针指到中间。
It means that when we put our own lives on the other side of the scale is balanced.
我们的生活跟神给我们的救恩一样的有分量，一样的有重量。
So God's salvation and our lives hold the same weight.
这个叫做相称。
That's what it means to be balanced.
这个叫做对得起神。
That's what it means to be justified before God.
但如果我们的生活在救恩一称起来，翘起来。
But if we put our lives on the scale and it turns out that it is lighter than salvation.
这个表示我们的生活在神看来没有重量。
It means our life holds no worth before God.
这个表示我们在神面前有亏欠。
It means that we are found wanting before God.
所以我们每一个人生活都有我们自己的标准在量。
We all have our own personal standard in measuring our own lives.
到底我的生活好还是不好？
Is our life good or not?
但是到最后，我们的生活给我们到底是好还是不好的结果，要怎么量呢？
But how do we measure the ultimate worth of our lives.
就是一边要放神的救恩，另一方面要放我的生活，两个能不能平衡？
We need to put God's salvation on one side of the scale and put our own lives on the other side of the scale and see if they are balanced.
那在第四章里面至少提到三点的生活，让我们跟神的恩可以称。
So chapter 4 records 4 points in for how we can have a balance between God's salvation.
第一点。
First point,
就是我们蒙召以后要合一。
First, we must be one.
在基督里要合一。
We must have unity in spirit.
如果我们蒙召以后没有合一，
If there is no unity in spirit after the calling,
我们的生活，我们的服事就在神面前有亏欠。
Then we will be found wanting before God.
为什么？合一这么重要。
Why is it so important to be one?
他第一件事情就提到合一。
It is the first thing mentioned, this unity.
因为第四章开始说，
so,
第四节。
In chapter 4, verse 4,
说身体只有一个。
There is one body.
这个身体就是教会。
And that is the church.
那我们在教会里面得到什么？
What can we receive from the church?
有的人说我来到真耶稣教会，我也没有得到什么。
Some people say I've gotten nothing out of coming to the true Jesus Church.
真的，你来到真耶稣教没有得到什么吗？
Have you truly received nothing from coming to this church?
你再想清楚一点。
Let's think about this some more.
我没有得到什么。我说我离开了，我到外教会去。
You say I received nothing, so I'm going to go to some other church.
那我们在真耶稣教会得到什么？
What have we received from being in this true church?
我们第四节下面读下去。
Let us continue reading verse 4.
只有一个圣灵。
There's one spirit.
我们在真耶稣教会得到圣灵。
We receive the Holy Spirit at the True Jesus Church.
你在外教会没有得啊。
You haven't received it in some other church.
圣灵是什么？
What is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵是至宝。
The Holy Spirit is a treasure.
是神的灵本身啊。
It is God's Spirit.
是我们得天国的保证啊。
It is our guarantee into our heaven.
是我们得力量的泉源。
It is our source of strength.
是我们得安慰的来源。
It is our source of comfort.
是我们被爱充满的一个重要的因素。
It is an important factor in being filled with love.
所以圣灵是宝贝。
So the Holy Spirit is precious.
你有没有得圣灵？
Have you received the Holy Spirit?
如果你得圣灵，
If you have received,
你怎么可以说在真耶稣教没有得到什么？
Then how can you say that you have gotten nothing out of being in the Jesus Church?
你在外教得不到的。
It's something that you cannot receive from being in the
Jesus
Church.
来到这里才得得到。
You've only gotten it here.
这个是宝贝啊。
And that is a precious.
接下去，你们蒙召同有一个指望。
And just as you were called to one hope.
你到真耶稣教得到什么？
What have you received from coming to this church?
You've
received hope.
你在其他教会没有了。
You didn't receive this from another church.
为什么？
Why?
因为圣灵是你得到天国盼望的凭据。
Because the Holy Spirit is your evidence of the hope of heavenly kingdom.
所以我们在真耶稣教会离世，如果你得到圣灵，你非常有把握，我可以回到天父那里去。
When we receive the Holy Spirit in the true church, then we can be confident that we will be able to return to our heavenly home.
因为你有个凭据。
Because you have this evidence.
所以我不能说我来到真耶稣教会没有得到什么。
So you can't say that you've got nothing out of being in this true church.
你有一个天国的盼望。
Because you have this hope of the heavenly kingdom.
那我们在真耶稣教得到什么？
What have we received from being in the true church?
一主，一个救主。
One Savior.
就是耶稣。
Which is Jesus Christ.
我们得到主耶稣。
We have received Jesus Christ.
接下去一信。
And,
第五节。
And one faith.
一信就是一种信仰。
So one type of faith.
完全合乎圣经的信仰。
It is in complete accordance to the Bible.
这个叫做真理。
And it is the truth.
是启示来的。
It is revealed to us.
你在外教有这个真理吗？
Do you have this kind of faith in some other church?
没有。
No.
这个真理是宝贵的。
This is a very valuable faith.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
Lord says that I am the way, the truth, the life.
找到真理，人生才有路可以走。
And once you have found the way, then you have found life, then you have a way.
找到真理，我们人才能找到生命。
And once you have found the truth, then you have finally found life.
那个真理是在真耶稣教会。
And this truth abides in the true Jesus Church.
那接下去一洗。
One baptism.
这个不是悔改的洗。
This is not a baptism of repentance.
这是赦罪的洗。
This is a baptism of the remission of sins.
那得圣灵就是赦罪的一个证明。
And receiving the Holy Spirit is one way of one evidence of this baptism of remission of sins.
我们在真耶稣教会得到什么？
So what have you received from being in this true church?
你的罪完全洗干净。
Your sin has been completely washed away.
但是在外教会没有。
But that is not the case in some other church.
你怎么知道？
How do we know this?
罪你也看不见了。
Can't see sin.
你怎么知道他洗没有赦罪？
How do you know that their baptism doesn't wash away sin?
保罗在以弗所教会第一个问题问你们受洗的时候得圣灵没有？信的时候得圣灵没有？
Paul, when he arrived at Ephesus, the first thing he asked is, "Have you received this baptism?"
他说没有。
They said no.
保罗也没有问他说，你祷告有没有专心呢？
But Paul didn't ask, "Hey, did you focus on your prayers?"
你有没有禁食祷告？
Did you fast and pray?
保罗说，你受的是什么洗？
But rather, he asked, "What kind of baptism did you receive?"
悔改的洗。
They said they received the baptism of repentance.
难道你得不到？
No wonder you have not received it.
所以为什么外教会得不到圣灵？
So why is it that other churches cannot receive the Holy Spirit?
因为他们的洗是悔改的洗。
It is because they give the baptism of repentance.
保罗再次给他们洗礼。
When Paul performed the baptism for them,
按手圣灵就降下来。
And then he laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit.
那个洗就是真耶稣教会的洗礼。
And that is the baptism that is performed at the true Jesus Church.
所以你看，我们大部分人都得圣灵。
Most of us have received the Holy Spirit.
再来一神。
And there is one God.
我们在真耶稣教会敬拜这个独一的真神。
The true Jesus Church worships only one God.
他是众人的父。
He is the Father of all.
是我们的来源。
He is the source of all.
他是爱我们的。
He loves us.
找到这个父，我们享受无穷的恩典。
We have numberless forms of grace.
他超乎众人之上。
He is over all.
非常的伟大。
He is great.
他的慈爱、智慧、能力超乎众人之上。
His kindness, his wisdom is above all.
没有一个人能够比神。
There is no one who is above God.
所以人要提高自己成为神，这是妄自尊大。
And it is foolish for a man to try to be above God.
因为他超乎众人之上。
Because he is above all.
但是他不只是高高在上，他贯乎众人之中。
But he is not just sitting above all, but he is also amongst us.
今天我们会能够活着，不是因为我会保养身体，我会健康。
We live today not because we take good care of ourselves.
因为我本来是年轻的，所以我本来身体就很健康。
It is not because we're young and healthy.
这个是因为神的能力贯穿在我们当中，生命才能够延续。
We can continue living because God's power is amongst us.
如果你把总开关一关，所有的这个灯都灭了。
If you turn off the main power, then all the lights will go out.
因为那个总开关呢、啊？把它关了，这个整个电的能力就结束了。
Because if you turn off the main source of power, then there is no other sources of power for everything else.
如果神把他的能力缩回
，If God reclaims His power,
我们整个人都死了，没有生命。
Then When we would die, we would have no life.
所以生命是从他来的。
So life comes from him.
虽然神看不到。
Even though we cannot see God.
神贯穿在我们当中。
God is amongst us.
所以人不能把这个认为理所当然。
We can't think of this as something that is a matter of fact.
我们每一天只活在神的恩典里面。
Because every day we are living under the grace of God.
活在神的能力里面。
We live under his power.
他也住在众人之内。
He also lives within us.
至高的神要住在卑微的人心中。
A high God lives amongst us humble selves.
所以我们借着加入这一个身体，我们得到这么多。
And just by becoming one, we receive so much.
我们得到一点。
We receive one spirit.
一个指望。
One hope.
一个救主。
One savior.
一种真理。
One faith.
一种洗礼。
One baptism.
独一真神。
And one God.
所以我们能够说我来到真耶稣教我没有得到什么吗？
So can we say that we received nothing out of being in the true Jesus Church?
我们所得到的是至宝。
What we have received is a treasure.
所以我们要过一个对得起神的生活。
We must live a life that is right before God.
什么是对得起神？
And what does that mean?
就是要在基督的身体里面合一。
It means that we must be one under the body of Christ.
教会不能够分裂。
So a church cannot be divided.
教会如果分裂，就对不起神。
A church that is divided will not be good enough before God.
这个包括家庭。
And this also it means within the family.
家庭不可以分裂。
A family cannot be divided.
家庭如果分裂，就对不起神。
A family that is divided is not good enough before God.
因为家庭就是一个小的教会。
Because a family is a mini church.
这个整个家庭都是主耶稣的宝血所买出来的。
And each of these families, these bodies are purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以如果我们的家庭生活有分量。
So if there is value in our family life,
我们家庭不会分裂。
Then our family will not be divided.
家庭如果分裂，就表示我们的生活在神的天平翘起来了。
Now, if our family is divided, then it means that we are unbalanced.
因为没有合一。
Because we are not united.
基督的心是要叫我们合一的。
The heart of God is for us to be united.
合一才能够对得起神。
And only when we are united can we be justified before God.
合一表示神贯穿在我们当中。
It means that he is amongst us.
合一表示神已经做我们的头。
And being unified means that we have him as our head.
合一表示我们谦卑顺服。
Being unified means that we are humbly following.
合一表示我们赦免饶恕。
Being unified is meaning that we are showing mercy.
不能合一就是因为我们自我的个我太强。
We cannot be unified because we think too much of ourselves.
没有体会基督的心。
And we do not understand the heart of Christ.
没有被基督的爱贯穿。
And we are not filled with his love.
没有被神的灵感动。
We are not moved by his spirit.
所以没有合一的生活，没有合一的家庭，没有合一的教会，在神面前是没有分量的。
So a life without unity is unbalanced before God.
那请问怎么合一？
So what do we need to do to have unity?
请看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。第十三节。
3.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。这里再提到几个很重要合一的心态。
So here it talks of a few very important attitudes in order to become unified.
这里说凡事谦虚温柔忍耐。
Must be completely humble and gentle and patient.
人跟人相处很难，有时候很难相处。
Sometimes it's really hard dealing with different people.
自我越强，人越不容易合一。
The stronger sense of self we possess, it is the harder it is to be unified.
因为自我越强的人，合一是你顺我。
Because when you think too much of yourself, then others need to follow you.
但是在主里面的合一。
But to be unified under Christ.
这里说谦虚温柔。
Must be humble and gentle.
那这个合一就是顺服主耶稣。
This means that we must be submissive to the will of God.
我们想想看，如果我们明白主耶稣要我怎么做，我就去做。
If we do what we know God wants us to do.
教会不能够不，教会没有合一吗？
Then how would it be possible for a church to not be unified?
一定合一的。
It will be unified.
如果每一个人知道并且照着这样去做，主耶稣要怎么做？
If everyone knows what God desires us to do and we do so,
家庭里面一定合一的。
Then the family will be unified.
我们不能合一，常常是我们不知道主的心。
Sometimes we are not unified because we do not know the heart of God.
有时候我们知道，我们就是不愿意顺服。
Or we know, but we do not want to submit.
所以谦虚、温柔、忍耐，我们才能够合一。
So by being humble and gentle and patient, only then can we become unified.
强调自我，自我的这个形象太高，高抬自我，合一就会发生问题。
But if you only think about yourself, then there'll be a problem with unity.
下面说，用爱心互相宽容。
And bearing with one another in love.
要用爱心。
With love.
来接纳彼此的软弱、缺点、不足。
To accept other people's weaknesses.
那用和平彼此联络。
And in peace and unity, we communicate with each other.
不是用竞争的。
And not through competitive efforts.
因为我强，把你打下去，所以你听我吧，我们合一。
I am stronger, so I will beat you down, so you will listen to me, and we will be unified.
不是这样。
That is not the way.
我们合一是在和平中彼此联络。
We have unity under peace.
重要的是圣灵赐给我们合一的心。
It is vital for the Spirit to give us this unity of peace.
耶路撒冷在开会。
During the Jerusalem Council,
为着外邦人要不要守割礼啊，他们开会。
They met to discuss whether Gentiles must be circumcised or not.
开始啊，意见不一样。
In the beginning, people had different opinions.
但是到最后，结束意见一致。
But in the end, they came up with one conclusion.
圣经怎么说？
What does it say?
圣灵跟我们定义。
That it is good for, according to us in the Spirit.
是哦，圣灵在里面运行。
So the Spirit had worked amongst them.
所以那个决定是圣灵感动所下的决定。
They came to a conclusion based on the movement of the Spirit.
所以就合一了。
And that is why they were unified.
所以当我们每一个人得圣灵，被圣灵充满。
When we each receive the Holy Spirit and are filled with the Spirit.
我们教会就合一。
Our church will be unified.
家庭就合一。
Our family will be unified.
所以得圣灵非常重要。
It is vital for us to receive the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在教会里面啊，如果说，哎，青年班让你带。
Now at church, maybe someone will say you should lead the youth class.
到最后带来带去，这个青年班已经自己分出去变成一群了。
But then eventually this youth class breaks off on its own.
好像变成一个教会两个身体。
So it is as though one church has now two bodies.
那个是有问题的带领。
It's a problem. There's a problem with leadership.
我不是说圣乐系有问题，圣乐系没有问题，感谢主。
I'm not saying that there's a problem here in San Jose. Thank God there isn't.
我是说圣工让我们做，做到最后，如果让人感觉到已经借着你的服事把人弄疼，已经分裂，这个服事有问题。
But if you serve and your service ends up leads to a breaking of a family, then there's a problem with your service.
这种服事在神面前没有分量。
That kind of service holds no weight before God.
因为对得起神的服事到最后是合一的。
Because service that is right before God will lead to unity.
本来一个教会很松散啊，借着我们的服事啊，热心服事以后，到最后我你发现教会越来越通心，这个服事有分量。
On the other hand, if a church originally was scattered, but your service brings everyone together, then this kind of service holds weight.
因为这个服事以神为中心。
Because this kind of service has God in the center.
有圣灵在感动。
And it is working with the Holy Spirit.
所以对我们行事人要对得起神，第一个要保守合一。
So in order to be right before God, we must first put on our unity.
第二个。
Two.
从十一节到十六节。
From verse 11 through 16.
要保守，要长大成熟。
We must grow up and be mature.
在十三节
，In verse 13，
直到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子耶稣，得以长大成人，满有基督成长的身量。
Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
什么叫做我们的生活跟神的恩相称
？So what does it mean to become like Christ？
跟神的恩相称。
The whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
就是我们要长大成熟。
It means that we must become mature.
那这十一节到十六节长大成熟有四个重点。
So from verse 11 through 16, there are four main points.
第一个重点
First,
就是我们要服侍。
We must serve.
我看十一节。
In verse 11,
他所侍的有使徒，有先知，有传福音，有牧师和教师，为着成全圣徒，建立各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
So it was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and preachers to prepare God's people for works of service.
这一节圣经就是说，我们要用服事来证明我们的长大。
So this passage tells us that we need to serve in order to grow up.
我们常常发现小孩子跟大人不一样。
We often find a significant difference between children and grown-ups.
我们第一次到非洲去。
When I first, the first time I went to Africa,
因为那个洗澡哦，离开那个河很远啊，差不多有一 mile。
So the area where people take baths is about a mile away.
那小孩子就去帮我们拿水，用水桶就抬在头上。
So the children would go carry water for us and carry it on their heads.
哦，但是拿来以后要钱给他。
But when they bring you the water, you have to pay them.
你没有钱，你就没有水。
No money, no water.
那越多水越多钱。
So the more water you want, the more money you have to give.
那是我们当初到非洲去。
And that was what happened when we went to Africa.
我记得第一次的工人到非洲去啊，看他们很可怜，把所有的什么东西都脱下来给他们，连皮带也给他们。
So remember the first time we went there, we felt really great pity for them. So we gave them everything that we had on us, even our belts.
那第二次去哦，他不但没有感谢，第二次去好多人在埋怨，你上一次为什么给我那衣服是旧的？你为什么给他没有给我？
And so the second time we went there, not only were they not grateful, they were complaining about how come you gave us secondhand clothing and how come you only gave it to this person and not the other.
那我们就发现哦，这个很难啊。
So we realized this is a great difficulty.
因为人的灵性没有长大，人就是一直想要我要得到什么。
If a person's faith is not mature, then they will only think about what they can gain.
得不到，你就会埋怨。
And you will become bitter if you do not gain.
但是我们现在经过一段时间，这样一直把圣经的道理教导他们，至少我们可以看到他们长大。
So after some time teaching them the gospel, we have seen them grow in maturity.
有一次我在肯亚的一个靠近乌干达的边界遇到在一个教会吃饭。
So there was one time we were in Kenya near the Ugandan border. We were having dinner at a member's house.
忽然有一群鸡从那里走过去。
There was a group of chickens that just happened to walk by.
他们说这群鸡叫做 Co， 它的这群鸡有名字叫 Co。
So they said these chickens are called Co。
我说什么鸡叫做 Co？
And I thought, how can chickens be called Co？
他说这个柯传道的鸡。
And they said this is Pastor Co's chicken。
那这头羊也是柯传道的羊。
And that sheep is Pastor Co's sheep。
他来这里传福音，怎么会有鸡？
So I thought he's here to preach the gospel. How come he has chickens?
后来我就听柯传道讲。
And then I heard from Pastor Co.
早上四五点钟就信徒来敲门。
That at 4 or 5 in the morning, people would come knocking at his door.
本来就很晚睡觉，一大早要来敲门，他也觉得有一点托马甲太多了。
And so he think I go to sleep so late at night, and they wake me up so in the morning. It's too much.
后来就看到那信徒抱了一只鸡。
But then he saw a member carrying a chicken.
他说这只给你。
Said this is a chicken that's meant for you.
那他那天大概也快要走了。
And he was about to leave at that time.
然后他就交代那个信徒说：“你帮我养。”
So he told the member, "Please raise my chicken."
所以那一只鸡呀，后来就生很多蛋，孵就很多小鸡。
So that chicken eventually gave birth to many little chicks. So.
所以他们那一群鸡叫 Co.
So that entire family of chickens were called Co.
他有一只羊在那里。
And he has a sheep.
那这个很小的故事就证明说，他们现在懂得要付出。
And so from this little story, we can see how they have learned to give.
这个叫做成长。
And that's what it means to grow.
所以我们如果常常听信徒一直埋怨教会没有爱心，教会没有为我做什么，教会没有为我做那个，这是因为他还在小孩子。
So if we ever hear a church member complaining about how the church never does this or that for us, then we can see that they are still young.
因为他一直想要得。
Because he only wants things.
得不到，他就觉得很难过。再难过下去，他不来了。
And he feels awful if he does not receive anything, and eventually he just wants to stop coming.
但是当我们灵性成长之后
，But once we are mature,
有时候我们会觉得很难过。
Then we sometimes feel bad.
因为我觉得那个信徒很痛苦，我想要承担他的痛苦，我不晓得怎么做。
Because we see other people suffering and we want to bear it for them, but we don't know how.
我除了为他祷告，我真的不晓得怎么做。
Besides praying for them, don't know what else we can do.
那一个信徒生病。
Or that member is now sick.
这么久了还没有好。
It's been so long and he still hasn't gotten any better.
那一个人生病，全家都不正常。
And when a person's ill, then the entire family is off.
我们就觉得很难过。
So we feel bad.
因为他的病没有办法医治。
Because his sickness cannot be healed.
那所以我们有这种感觉的时候，就表示我们在成长。
When we have these feelings, then we can see that we are growing.
所以如果你听到一个人说教会都没有爱心，你就邀他下个礼拜我们一起去访问。
So if you ever hear someone complaining about how the church has lacks love, then you should invite them to go visit next week.
访问这一处，从早一直到访问到晚，你要不要？
We can visit members from morning till night. Want to come?
很多人埋怨教会没有爱心的人，他本身是不愿意付出的。
Because oftentimes those who complain about God, the church lacking love are those who refuse to offer.
真正付出的人是被神的爱感动的人，常常觉得，我还是做得不够。
Those who are willing to offer are those who have experienced God and feel that they can never give enough.
所以为什么成长的人一定会服侍？
So why is it that those who are mature will automatically serve?
因为当你要服侍，
Because if you are to serve,
服侍本身就是表示有一个主。
Because to serve means that you have a master.
表示我愿意往下沉。
And that you are willing to put yourself lower.
这个就是成长。
And that is growth.
第二个。
Second.
服侍表示承担分量。
Servitude means that you are willing to carry on a burden.
那这个就是成长。
And that is growth.
你看教会里面大家说，我帮忙，我不要挂名。
Many people will say, I won't work, but I don't want to put down my name.
这个看起来很谦卑哦。
It seems humble.
他不要那个抬头。
Because they don't want that title.
但是你看清楚一点。
But if you look closely.
我没有抬头，我没有责任啊。
If I don't have the title, then I don't have the responsibility.
如果不是清洁组的负责，我地板拖不拖没有关系，总是有人，不是我负责。
So long as I am not the head of the cleaning crew, if I mop and if I don't mop, it really doesn't matter.
如果我不是领事的负责，有没有领事没有关系，我慢一点没有关系，反正有一个负责，他会去安排。
And if I am not the hymn leader representative, then if I don't go hymn lead, it's okay, someone else will take care of it.
他的服事表示教会要我做什么，把这个安排给我，我就是我的责任。
The servitude means that if the church assigns you to something, then it is becomes your responsibility.
那轮到我领事。
And if it is my turn to lead the hymns,
我要早一点来。
Then I must come earlier.
预备心。
To prepare my heart.
祷告，借着我领事，大家能够被敞开心和被圣灵感动啊。
That when I lead, and pray that when you lead hymns, then people's hearts will be moved.
轮到我教宗教教育。
Or if it is my turn to lead an RE class.
我不能够来到教会边上啊，在啊大卫被狮子咬死，一直看下一点什么。
It shouldn't be reading your notes while you're teaching about how Daniel was being, you know, being killed.
那其实啊，你讲错了。大卫没有被狮子咬死，大卫把狮子成两半了。
Actually, David was not being killed by a lion. He actually tore a lion apart.
所以我们在教会里面，你看到人好像很多。
So sometimes we see that there's a lot of people at church.
但是真正能够commit的，这个我要负责，我把它做好，人很少。
But there are very few who will commit to doing a job well done.
为什么？
How come?
因为我知道大家礼拜一到礼拜都很辛苦。
Because I know that everybody works very hard from Monday to Friday.
但是你如果教会要分担一点圣工，把它做好，你需要额外的牺牲。
And in order to do a church work well, then you have to give a sacrifice.
那很多人服侍神是因为方便。
Many people serve God because it's convenient to do so.
所以他礼拜五10:40聚会，大概40:41来。
So many people, if a service begins at 10:40, they will come at 10:41.
下午2:30结束，大概他2:40离开。
So if afternoon service ends at 2:30, they will leave at 2:40.
你要我做什么？就是这一段时间。
So I can do anything during that time.
那这么多怎么办呢？
But there's so much to do. Then what are we to do?
那有时候中午时间呢，你也没有人跟他讲话，就拼命做啊。
So during luncheon, you don't talk to anybody and you do your work.
就安慰我走了。
And after service, time to go.
这个叫做方便。
So that is convenience.
当然这也比没有服侍好了。
But it is better than doing nothing.
但是真正我们成熟的表现。
So in order to be truly mature.
神给我恩典这么大。
God has given me so many blessings.
至少要报答神一点恩典。
I need to repay it the little that I can.
所以你把责任给我。
So if you give me the responsibility.
我不方便的时候，我要安排时间来做。
But even if it's inconvenient, I will set aside time.
这样叫做成熟。
That's what it means to be mature.
所以你养的孩子如果到长大了。吃完饭了，全部都要父母洗啊！我饭碗都父母洗啊，这个有问题啊。
So if a child grows up and still has to have his parents wash his dishes, that's a problem.
因为长大就要分担重量。
When you grow up, you need to bear the responsibility.
所以我们灵里面长大，我们就要分担教会圣工的重量。
When we grow spiritually, then we need to share the burden of holy work.
我们每一次吃饭都听人谢饭，感谢主，求主纪念那个厨房辛苦的弟兄姐妹。
Every time we say grace, we always say that we ask God to remember the loving hands of those who prepare the food. This is good.
但是问题就是我们从来没有进入厨房被人感谢过。
But have we ever been in the kitchen receiving the thanks of others?
我们只是感谢一下，然后去领受别人的辛苦。
We usually give a little thanks and then we go and enjoy other people's labors.
但是我们从来没有辛苦过。
But we've never labored.
这个叫成熟吗？
Is that maturity?
所以成熟的表现就是服事，负责任。
Maturity means servitude and carrying responsibility.
把它做完
and completing the task.
不只是这样，把它做好。
And to do the task well.
这个叫做成熟。
And that is mature.
这个是我们今天缺乏的。
And that is what we lack today.
这个是我们要追求的。
That is what we need to pursue.
所以我们要装备自己，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
We need to prepare ourselves and make to, in order to become part of the body of Christ.
我们再看啊，十三节
，verse 13,
下半句。
Second half.
长大成人，满有基督的身量。
So we become mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
有时候你看小孩子。
Some we may look at children.
哎，这个小孩子到底他父母是谁
？And wonder who are the parents.
啊，你看看。
So you look.
至少有一部分像他爸爸吧。
He looks a little like dad.
不然一部分像他妈妈。
And a little like mom.
看起来两个都不像，可能有一点问题。
And if they look like neither, then there's a problem.
哦，所以小孩子长大，你看一定会有一点像父母。
When a child grows up, you'll see they'll look at least a little bit like their parents.
那我们如果长大成人，我要像谁
？So when I grow up, who do I want to look like?
我们祷告文怎么讲
？What do we say in the prayer?
我们在天上的父。
Our Father which art in heaven.
天上的父就天上的神。
So our heavenly Father, God.
父降世为人就是耶稣。
And God on earth is Jesus.
所以什么叫做长大成人
？What does it mean to attain the full measure?
就是在这个人的身上可以看到耶稣的形象。
It means that you can see Christ in this person.
这个叫做长大成人。
And that is what it means to grow in maturity.
有耶稣的谦卑。
To have the humility of Jesus.
有耶稣的牺牲。
To have the sacrifice of Jesus.
有耶稣的怜悯。
To have the mercy of Jesus.
有耶稣的公义。
To have the justice of Jesus.
有耶稣的信实。
To have
faithfulness.
To have the faithfulness of Jesus.
有耶稣的圣洁。
And to have the holiness of Jesus.
这个叫做长大成熟。
And that's what it means to become mature.
好像我们刚刚唱的赞美是让别人在我们身上看到耶稣。
We had just sung the hymn, Let others see Jesus in you.
哦，我们是一本书啊。
We are a book.
别人读了又再读。
And before their eyes are seeing it through and through. 哦，
可能他没有读过圣经啊。
Perhaps they have not read the Bible.
但是他天天在看我们的生活。
But they can look at our daily lives.
要从我们的生活来看看我们所信的耶稣是不是好的。
They study our lives to see if the Lord that we believe in is good or not.
所以彼得先知说，没有信主的丈夫，他不听道理怎么办？
In 1 Peter, it poses the question, what should we do with an unbelieving husband?
要用你们的品德把他感化过来。
Then you should move him through your actions.
就是用我们的生活把他感化过来。
We need to move him through our daily lives.
也就是在我们的生活中，要让他看到耶稣的美好。
We should let him see Christ, the goodness of Christ in our lives.
让他受感动。
So that he is moved.
那我们要带家人来信，就不困难了。
Then it will not be difficult to bring family members.
所以什么叫做长大？
What does it mean to become mature?
长大就是我们能够表现耶稣的形象。
It means that we can carry on the likeness of Christ.
第三个。
Third point.
长大就是能够面对试探、挑战，不被改变。
Growing up means that we are able to face trials and obstacles without being changed.
我们的隔壁。
Next door.
是基督教的会堂。
Is another Christian church.
再隔壁下去。
And the door after that.
慈济功德会。一个佛教的
善行团体。It's a Buddhist volunteer. A charity organization.
我们教会的慕道者。
So are some truth seekers.
也曾经来这里到隔壁去聚会。
Have come to our church, then went to the church next door.
但是感谢神，我们教会的信徒没有说礼拜六在这里，礼拜天在那里。
But thank God, our members don't attend service here on Saturday and over there on Sunday.
当然有一个原因，不会这样太辛苦了。
And part of the biggest reason is because it's too much work.
礼拜六要守安息日，礼拜天又一个安息日，太多了。
It's too much to have to honor Sabbath on Saturday and Sunday.
但是我想更重要的原因。
But the more important reason.
我们知道他们跟我们不同。
We know that they are different from us.
他们做的是施洗约翰的工作。
Because they do the work of John the Baptist.
只要他不是抵挡我们。
As long as they don't oppose us.
他就是帮助我们。
And they are helping us.
我们知道。
We know.
我们蒙神更大的恩典。
That we have the greater blessing from God.
因为得救的真理、圣灵的降临、赦罪的洗礼在这里。
Because we have the truth, we have the true baptism, we have the true spirit here.
所以我们不会被动摇。
That is why we will not be shaken.
这个叫做长大。
And that's what it means to be mature.
小孩子很容易骗啊。
It's easy to fool a child.
你拿100块的美金啊，跟一个小小会动的玩具给小孩子，你看他会选什么
？If you offer him a $100 bill and a toy, which do you think he will take?
啊，这个玩具会动，还有声音呢。
And this toy will move and make sounds.
啊，当然这个比较好。
So that's cooler.
但是他不知道100块美金可以买一打这个玩具。
He does not know that the $100 bill can purchase a dozen of these toys.
所以他很容易被骗。
And that's why a child is easily fooled.
但是等你长大了。
But when you grow up,
玩具算什么？
What is this toy to you?
这个只有两块钱啊。
It's only $2.
当然这写一百的更好啊。
This one that says $100 is even better.
你长大了，你就不会被骗。
When you grow up, you will not be fooled.
你知道什么是有价值的。
You know what is of value.
哦，所以当我们长大成熟。
So when we grow up in maturity.
对真理有认识。
When we have a true understanding of the truth.
对神有认识。
When we understand God.
你就不会看到慈济功德会行很多善，所以他很好。我们没有行，我们要去跟着他。
We won't see the good works of the charity organization and think that they are better than us.
你仔细看，你走到这对面那个慈济功德会下面那个英文怎么写？
If you walk over there to see the organization and see what's written in English,
第一个字叫做 Buddhist.
If first word is Buddhist,
是佛。
So it's about the Buddha.
佛是魔鬼的工作。
That is the work of the devil.
但魔鬼的工作借着善行在引诱我们。
So the work of the devil's work is being hidden under charity work.
善本来是好的。
It is good to do charity.
但如果善引导我们离开神去拜佛。
But if that kind of charity work leads us to worship the devil,
这个善就是魔鬼的工具。
Then this kind of charity work has become a tool of Satan.
你不可以捐钱给他。
You cannot donate money to them.
他是善，但是他的恶的入门了。
They may be doing good, but then the source is evil.
你捐钱给他就是跟恶有份。
And when you donate money to them, then you are taking part in their evil.
让他有更大的影响力，引导更多人进入那个团体。
It gives them greater influence to bring more people to them.
所以我们成熟了，你就可以判断，就站立得稳。
When we are mature, then we can make these judgments and stand firm.
哦，第四个。
Fourth point.
我们看啊，以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
啊，十六节。
Verse 16.
全身靠他联络合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长。这个地方讲了，我们要联合在一起。
Here it says that we must be joined together.
各按各职。
But
照着个体的功用。
According to each of our
彼此相助，让身体能够成长。
And we work together so that we can grow together.
你如果啊，嘴巴很喜欢吃。
If you really like to eat.
那闻到东西好吃就开始流口水。
If you smell something good, then you start drooling.
但是很可惜，你吃下去，胃说你吃这么多，怎么负担这么重？
But fortunately, once you eat it, then your stomach will say, "Why are you giving me so much burden?"
我罢工不消化。
I boycott this, and I will no longer digest the food.
一天吃午餐还是皮包骨。
Then you will eat five meals a day, and you'll still be skin and bones.
营养不良。
And malnutrition.
去看医生，医生说你吃多少。
And you go to the doctor, and doctor say, "How much have you eaten?"
我一天吃午餐。
And you say, "I eat five meals a day."
每餐吃两碗公。
I eat two big bowls.
但是你就这么瘦。
But how come you're so skinny?
因为胃罢工。
Because my stomach is boycotting.
那你要怎么才能够长大，才能够成熟呢？
So what does it take to become mature?
你身体的每一个部分要合作。
All parts of your body must work together.
把它发挥出来。
To become a maximum in efficiency.
那这个身体就一直在成长。
And then this body will grow.
所以我们在教会里面不能够变成一个没有用的人。
We cannot become a useless body in this church.
如果你读使徒行传哦。
If you read the book of Acts.
保罗被石头打，被什么都不会死，为什么？
Why is it that Paul was never killed, even though he kept being thrown with stones?
因为工作还没有做完。
Because he had not completed his work.
所以你如果圣工一直推哦，就是表示你工作完了。
If you keep pushing aside holy work, then it means that you're done with the holy work.
工作完很可怕哦，你生癌症你就死了，你一车祸就撞死了。
It's quite frightening if you're done with holy work, because if you get in a car accident, you might just die.
但是如果你没有推迟圣工。
But if you never push aside holy work,
你的存在对神的圣工兴旺很重要。
Then your existence is valuable to God's work.
生病不会死。
You can be ill but not die.
车祸不会死。
You can be in car accident.
大难不会死。
You can face
抢匪不会死。
You can be robbed and still not die.
因为你的戏还没有演完，你怎么会下台呢？
Because your act is not done, so you cannot get off the stage yet.
导演那个老板是天上的神呢。
The director, the owner of this production is God.
所以诸位还很年轻，前途无量，你还年轻。
We are all young and we have great prospects ahead.
但是要了解神要我们做什么。
But we need to understand what God wants us to do.
这个非常重要。
It's very important.
让我们所做的能够帮助教会圣工成长。
May all we do lead to church growth.
这个叫做长大成熟。
That is what it means to become mature.
那这种的生活叫做对得起神的生活。
And this kind of life is the kind of life that is right before God.
不是 我们在世界上的成就而已。
It has nothing to do with our worldly success.
我一直看我们这个湾区的青年真的非常突出。
I often take a look at the youths of the Bay Area and I see that everyone's very successful.
教育很好，能力很强。
Everyone's well educated and very well skilled.
但是这一群青年能不能对教会的成长产生作用呢？
Is this group of youths useful in the growth of the church?
要看我们的青年有没有长大成熟。
It depends on if this group of youths have grown in maturity.
愿意不愿意过一个对得起神的生活？
Are they willing to live a life that is right before God?
如果我们所有的理想都在地面上，
If we all our hopes are and aspirations are of the things of this world,
如果我们所注重的只是今生的享受，
If all we care about are the enjoyments of today,
我们再多的人才对教会的圣工也没有用。
Then it doesn't matter how many bodies we have here.
但是反过来看，
But on the other hand,
如果我们自觉使命，
If we make the determination,
感觉神的爱的可贵，
and we understand the preciousness of God's love,
长大，
and we grow up,
奉献我们的力量，
and we offer ourselves,
我们的教会会成长，
then our church will grow,
神的名会得到荣耀，
and God's name will be glorified.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿们。我们休息15分钟。
So let us take a 15-minute break.